Well, the UN has called for an investigation into the NATO airstrike that killed 90 people in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province. A UN envoy in Afghanistan has expressed concern over civilian casualties. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has said targeting civilians is unacceptable in any form. The Afghan government says it is investigating reports of civilians killed and wounded in the attack. Speaking in Brussels, the NATO chief, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, said a number of Taliban were certainly killed in the attack, but expressed doubt about civilian casualties. He, however, promised an immediate investigation into the airstrike. The NATO airstrike destroyed two fuel tankers allegedly hijacked by the Taliban in Kunduz province. Civilian casualties have become a main source of difference between Kabul and the West. Well, our correspondent in Kabul gives us more details on the NATO attack that killed and wounded scores of Afghans.
Around midnight, near Omar Khail area of Kunduz province, that jet was flown from the Bagram military base in Afghanistan. So the operation was conducted by the U.S. troops, and this airstrike happened when the vehicle, when the trucks carrying the fuel for the NATO troops in Kunduz province got stuck at the river in near Omar Khail area of Kunduz province, and the U.S. troops launched the airstrike on those two vehicles in a bid to kill the Taliban militants who hijacked those fuel trucks. But in the meantime, there the people gathered at that area to take free fuel with any containers they had available. And in the meantime, the ISAF spokesperson here in the Afghan capital confirmed the airstrike and said that the airstrike was aimed at hunting down the Taliban militants who hijacked that two big fuel trucks. But they said that they have also launched an extensive investigation into the reports of civilian casualties. But now it remains to be seen what would the investigation of the ISAF troops would find.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is trying to shore up support for the Afghan war. He has set objectives for the UK presence in Afghanistan.